Well, good morning, everyone. Very welcome along again. Another Wednesday morning, Wednesday, the 8th of July. And shock horror, I'm not in the greenhouse today, as you'll notice, no doubt. And there's a reason for that. Because 6 years ago this week, we had our first team from Bally out with John and Pauline Tuff, who are, of course, part of our family at Bally Church. We were out with them in Tanzania, where they run Kazema Children's Home. And later on in the year, in fact, we had a second team went out as well. So that was 6 years ago, would you believe? And I thought this week we'd do something completely different. I asked John if he'd send me some clips of one of the children, just to show a day in the life of one of the children. And I left it up to them as to who they would choose. And John and Pauline both chose Musa, who was the first child into the home those 6 years ago now. And this is just to share a little of what John and Pauline do out in Kazema and what the children get up to. Musa was very ill at one stage, if you remember. I'm sure most of you I'll know his story. But Musa took really ill at one point and regressed back to baby stage through cerebral malaria. And they had to learn to walk again, to talk again, to sit upright and all. And so there's been a great blessing from the Lord in how he has recovered. So I'll be back at the end of the clip and we'll just pray for the children after that. So enjoy this wee clip of Musa.
It's just 6:30 in the morning. The sun is coming up. You can see. And we're going to start showing you the life of Musa, one of our boys here at Kazema. A day in the life of Musa. Good morning. Good morning, Musa.
Good morning, Bob.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah? Where are you going?
To get porridge.
You're going to get porridge? Oh. Right, let's go. What's this you're getting now? What's this you're getting now, Musa? What? Porridge? Look at the big cupfuls of porridge you're getting. Musa, what's that you've got?
Bag.
Your bag?
Yes.
And where are you going today?
School.
School?
Papa, Musa.
Musa, sit down nicely.
Musa, sit down. I'm not going to be a cool.
Hey, who's all in here today?
Babuga, you come.
Where are you going today?
To school. Look at me.
Okay, Moses, go on to school, darling. Bye bye. Bye bye, Musa.
Musa, what's that you've got? Is that a letter home from the teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, have you been a good boy today, or have you been a naughty boy?
Good boy.
Take the pencil away from your nose. Right, have you homework today?
Yeah.
Right, show Babu what you have to do today. You home?
Yeah, I
Have you done it right?
Very good, girl. Okay, so I need you to go outside, Aaron, okay? You go.
Is that nice, Musa? Hmm? Did you drink my water? Did you drink my water? That wasn't very nice.
Huh?
Now what's Babu going to drink? What are you doing now? What are you doing now? You're making what?
Puzzle.
A puzzle?
Yeah.
On what?
On iPad.
On the iPad.
Where they should go on the bed. Are you sure you want to exit?
You're all sitting ready for watching video. So what are we watching tonight?
Yes,
Annie.
Annie.
And me. What have you got tonight? Peanut butter and sandwiches. An egg.
It's mostly getting into bed. Yeah. Alright, Musa. Musa. Say night night to everybody.
Night night, baby.
I will come.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed that clip of Musa, a day in his life, out at Kazima Children's Home. On Sunday past there, Nigel reminded us of the work of George Miller. And of course, the work out at Kazima is run by faith as well. And we're so thankful to the Lord for all that he has done out there and all that he is doing. Please do remember to pray for John and Pauline. It's not an easy work. They have very few hours off. With the pressures every day of looking after almost 30 children, and that's not to mention the staff as well. David and Rhonda, of course, who belong to Valley as well, are trustees, and we pray for them that they would know too wisdom in these days, difficult days for any charity. We pray that they too will know the Lord's leading and guiding. I'm just going to pray for a moment here now, and commit ourselves for the day ahead to the Lord. So let's just bow before our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the great and the wonderful and mighty things that you're doing through thy servants, Lord, out at Kazima. We thank you for these little children Lord, that I've been given the opportunity by Thee, Lord, to come into a place of safety, physical safety, but Lord, a place also where they're hearing Thy word from an early age. And we pray, Lord, that as that word goes forth day by day in their little devotions, and Father, all that goes on there on a Sunday too, they have a service out there too on a Sunday afternoon. Father, we pray that You'll bless it, and we pray, Lord, that You will indeed draw these little ones unto Thyself. And not only them, but for the staff as well. We ask, Lord, that You be gracious and merciful to those of the staff who are not Thy children. And we pray that they too would know Holy Ghost conviction upon them, and that Thou would draw them unto Thyself. We commit John and Pauline and the trustees of the charity to Thee. Pray, Lord, that You'll give wisdom in these days and lead and guide in all things. And Father, we just ask for ourselves today that You'll be with us throughout this day. Again, all those who from Bali who are in the front line of the virus, Lord, we pray that You'll protect them again. We do thank You for watching over them. And Lord, we thank You for answered prayer. And Father, we would commit them to Thee again this day. Be with all those, Lord, who are needing Thy healing touch upon them. Father, if it would be Thy will, Thou would raise them up to health and strength again. And Father, for those who mourn, those who are shut in, unable to get out still because of the virus, Father, we ask that You'll bless this day and be with them and encourage them. Even in this week, Lord, we pray. So, Father, we commit ourselves to Thee, giving Thee thanks for all that Thou hast done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. And don't forget, folks, we have our prayer meeting in the church tonight, and everyone's very welcome to come along. So, thank you. Bye.